Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Hey, is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yep, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
Whoa, I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Get our best deals on iPhone 15 Pro at T-Mobile.com.
One-year upgrade requires Go 5G Next plan, financing new qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
Could Dame's debut have been any more delightful? Could it have been any more incredible? Could it have been anything other than perfect? It was seriously perfect. Not literally. You know, people these days, like literally. It's become one of the new catchphrases and buzzwords. So not literally. I guess he did miss a shot here or there, but you could not have asked for anything more from Damian Lillard in his first game in a new uniform to start his 12th season in the NBA. He's been around a long time, but to see him out there on the court with Giannis, with what felt like a renewed energy and purpose, rejuvenated, ready to go, reintroducing himself to basketball fans all over the world. Lest you thought that I was buried, that I was anonymous, that I was irrelevant. Oh, think again. It's weird. It's weird to see him in green. And you know, it's not easy being green. So that is a little strange. However, I'm happy for him. If this is what the Trailblazers wanted, if this is what they thought was best for their franchise, which is rebuilding and going younger, using a lot of draft picks, not wanting to or not being able to put pieces around Dame that would help them win in Portland, they have to go the route that they believe is best for their franchise. And even though there were a lot of people that soured on Damian Lillard, the way that he landed in Milwaukee was fair and square. The way that he went where he was traded and is now giving it his all in game number one. Well, you may not have liked that he asked out of Portland, but he didn't get to go where he presumably wanted. He didn't get to go to Miami. Remember, he actually put the word out. His camp put the word out that the only place he would go was Miami. Well, he didn't get what he wanted, but he's embracing the new opportunity. Reminds me a little bit of Kawhi Leonard when he was traded from San Antonio to Toronto. Now, I don't know if Dame's first year ends up with a title in Milwaukee, but the fact that Kawhi always wanted to go to LA, that was his stated choice. He made it very clear. He was not willing to reconcile with San Antonio. He was not willing to let bygones be bygones. He felt like the team had betrayed him when it came to his injuries. The team wanted to make up. He said, I want out. And I want to go to LA. And Greg Popovich and the front office said, well, you can go to Toronto. So they sent them to Toronto. And he made the absolute best of it, helping the Raptors win the first title in their franchise history. And then he was gone. Now, it won't be that short of a tenure in Milwaukee for Dame unless something drastic happens. He and Giannis are now tied together for the next several years. But in that, it may not have been Lillard's first choice. Maybe it wasn't his second or his third or his fourth. But now that he's there, now that he has an opportunity to play with and for a contender, well, yeah. He is rejuvenated and re-energized, and I'm so happy for him. Wow, basketball on a Thursday night heading into a football weekend. What is happening? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We are almost there. Happy almost Friday to you. We do have the start of week 8 in the NFL. Week 8, say that out loud. Just humor me. Week 8. Jay, I don't see you saying it out loud.
Week 8.
8. 8. I feel like it was just week 1. How do we get to week 8? And I did a little research, did some poking around, if you will, and it's been over a decade since there was this random week of no buys right in the middle of the season. Since bye weeks began, essentially they start about week 4, 5, 6, and they run through 11, 12, 13, somewhere in there. But by some strange scheduling quirk, that's what it's being called, a quirk. Not quirky. Although I guess it's quirky. Every NFL team is in action this weekend. So put aside your Sunday plans. Maybe you had Halloween plans, pre-Halloween plans. Jay has pre-Halloween plans on Saturday. Did you decide what you will be wearing for your costume?
No.
You told me you wanted a lightsaber. How about Darth Maul?
Darth Maul would be cool, but I don't think I have the artistic ability to put that
I bet they have masks.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really want to wear a mask, though.
Oh, you don't?
I'm not a mask guy.
You're not a mask guy.
No.
Okay, what are you? What kind of guy are you?
I've never really enjoyed dressing up much for Halloween. I always liked Halloween. I enjoy the holiday, the candy, like scary movies. But dressing up, like, you know, I always was just like a baseball player.
Is dressing up required for this event that you have this weekend?
I mean, it's a costume party. I don't want to be like a lame-o.
Then yes, it is, in fact, required. If it's a costume party and not just a party where people will be dressing up. Because, for instance, I'm going to the New Jersey Symphony. This is the difference between Jay and
I'd rather go there.
Cool. Well, it is going to be a party. I am going to the New Jersey Symphony to see Jurassic Park on Saturday night
awesome.
As they play the live score. Now, you remember last year I went to Jaws. I had never seen Jaws before and got not only to hear the entire John Williams score, but then got scared out of my mind by watching Jaws for the first time, that moment in the boat where there's all of a sudden a man.
Classic.
Anyway, I jumped out of my skin. But there were people who were dressed down and there were people who were dressed up because it was the symphony, but it was also Jaws. Get this, the New Jersey Symphony sent an email. So I printed out my tickets. Remember, it's a surprise for my brother, so no one tell him. He just asked me today, do I have to wear a suit and tie? I'm like, Matt, no. I told you, just a collared shirt, just a nice-ish shirt. I said, nice-ish. I said, if you want to wear nice jeans, then Bob and I will adjust accordingly. But he asked me if he should wear a suit and tie.
Was that him trying to get you to say you're going tie shopping?
Yeah, he's sure we're going tie shopping. I can't wait to show him the receipt that indicates we've already purchased the ties online. Anyway, so I got this email from the New Jersey Symphony indicating that it's okay to dress up for Jurassic Park. As in costumes. Jurassic Park costumes.
Like dinosaur outfits.
Yes, like dinosaurs. They're going to be dinosaurs in the audience.
That's kind of cool.
It is.
Actually.
I'm surprised they didn't send us one last year and say you could dress up like a shark.
Like Left Shark from the Super Bowl?
So yes, you are going to a party, a costume party, which means costumes will be they'll be prevailing.
Yeah, they'll be the prevailing theme at the party, yes.
But you don't want to go as someone else.
No, I do. I want to find something that's like a good costume, but minimal effort.
Well, then why did you wait until the last second?
I didn't even know this was happening until middle of the week this week. My friend texted me. He's like, hey, I'm having a party on Saturday. You should come. I was like, oh, thanks for letting me know. Like, yeah, I'm free. Like,
So what can you dress up as?
I don't know.
A football player?
A football player? That's not bad. I don't have a helmet, though.
A skateboarder? Oh, there's helmets all over the studio. Just steal one.
Take one for the weekend?
Borrow one for the weekend.
Man, I need pads.
You could dress up as...
I don't know. See, it's not easy. I was
Jose
trying to think about
Altuve.
It.
He's got nothing else going on. You could.
I would need to shrink a little.
You would. I'm trying. You could dress up as Giannis.
Oh, Giannis.
Or Nikola
cool.
Jokic.
I don't know how would I pull that off? Like a headband, a Nuggets jersey.
Does
Sounds
he wear
expensive.
A headband?
Does, no, actually, does he wear a headband? I don't think he does. He should though.
Trying to think of someone else in sports. No, you're not as big as Bill Belichick. Oh my gosh. So please help Jay find a costume. I will not be dressing up as a dinosaur. I'm going in a nice-ish shirt and some black jeans. I'm excited. I can't wait to surprise my brother. He's going to have no clue. And Bob did make it into town, although poor Bob. He got stranded at the airport for 45 minutes because there were accidents on both routes for me to get to the airport, and it took twice as long as it normally does. Oh, I was a ball of stress, too. And, you know, when you pick someone up at an airport and it's like a crazy passenger pickup area and there's bazillions of cars trying to like shoehorn their way in and they park you in and then you get honked at and then there's cops everywhere. Oh, my gosh. It was total mayhem at the airport. So I get out, I open up the hatchback, I open up the back of Princess Leia so he can put his suitcase in. And then he gets in the car and it's like, I've got both hands gripping the steering wheel, trying to get out the way that I got in. And it was like, oh, hi. Hi, babe. Welcome back to New Jersey. Poor guy. Every time he shows up in New Jersey, it's total chaos. Oh my gosh. And then I felt bad because I was a ball of stress for like 2 hours after we got back to the house. It wasn't until halftime of the football game that I finally felt like
it's not your fault. You see, picking someone up at the airport is always, it's like the nicest thing you can do. But it's always, because it's always going to be like that hectic, chaotic, stressful.
Except it's not when he picks me up in Houston.
No.
No.
But Houston has bad traffic, doesn't it?
Right. But the airport, the airport that we use is way northeast of the city. So you don't have to go downtown. So it's completely different than Newark, or LaGuardia, which are smack dab in the middle of the cities. Yeah, it's just, oh my gosh. Anyway, I felt terrible. I kept apologizing, not to mention that I smelled like cleaning supplies. And we get back to my house and I look in the mirror and I'm like, oh my gosh, you look like you got pulled out of a cow's rear end. Like, it just, oh my, way to show up and look nice. Way to be in a good mood. At least I brought him coffee. I had coffee sitting there waiting for him. Yes. And I had made dinner, but we got to dinner 90 minutes after we were supposed to.
Got there.
Yeah. At least he liked dinner. He did. He liked dinner. He complimented the loaded baked potato soup that I made in the crock pot. But yeah, it wasn't ready when it was supposed to be because we had stuck in, traffic. It was brutal. It was brutal. So I'm still debriefing. For those of you who've had a recent traffic accident, airport experience, will you understand?
Does he have his dog?
From the airplane?
Yeah.
No, he did not bring Daisy on the airplane. No, she's very high anxiety. That would not work.
No.
Yeah, she goes in the car, but even in the car, she's not a huge fan after a couple hours, which is not great since she soon has a 1,700-mile road trip in her future.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, that'd be so fun. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I feel better now. Well, not really, but thanks for letting me vent. That was... It was a Thursday, all right. So happy almost Friday. If it's your payday and you're on the same schedule as us, well, happy almost payday. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. You can find me on Twitter, A Law Radio. that would explain why I did not tweet much on Thursday. Oh, gosh. And wait until I tell you what happened with the duct dude. The duct dude, that's what I started calling him in text messages, explaining what the duct dude found at my house. It's a good thing I hired the duct dude because there could have been a fire if not for him.
You need a good duct dude.
I'm very thankful for the duct dude. Whew. So, hope that you had a good Thursday. I hope that yours was not nearly as stressful as mine, or not stressful at all, actually. We will have our Monday MVP. See, this is going to happen. But my brain is on overload. We are soon to be posting our After Hours Game of the Week poll. That's where we are. And so you can find that on our show Twitter or on our Facebook page. Oh, I also have a great Penny story. Well, it's not great as in the dog is great. Not great as in it's great. Jay just looked at me like that made no sense whatsoever. I know. I should stop talking right now, shouldn't I? I really should.
That's great.
Oh, my gosh. So, we have Dame. We have KD. We have LeBron. We have Giannis. We have, we don't have James Harden. Oh, my gosh. Did you guys hear the latest wrinkle in the James Harden drama? Wow. I think Marco might be prophetic. We're going to have to ask him where he got his intel from on last night's show. We've got on the horizon, a Freaky Friday. That's how it feels to me. So, deep breaths, cleansing breaths. Who wants to do some box breathing with me?
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
That's not how it goes. Not you, Aaron Rodgers. We do not need any box breathing from
box
you.
Box breathing.
No, we don't need any from you. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I am going to inhale deeply, exhale audibly. That's how my yoga instructor tells me to work it so that my heart rate will subside from its precarious pace. It is definitely pretty brisk. We've got all kinds of QB news. We've got defense that wins championships. We've got disgruntled players, but we've also got Dame. A delirious debut for one Dame in the Milwaukee Bucks green in the Cream City. It's weird, but fits like a glove for game number one. Oh, also World Series on the horizon. No, I didn't forget. I swear I didn't forget. The Rangers and the Diamondbacks. I wonder if Mad Dog will make yet another promise, vow, ultimatum, just so that he can get a ton of publicity and go back on his word.
Mad Dog, I've lost all respect for him.
Actually, I don't really know him personally, so I'm sure he's not taken aback by that. But yeah, stop that. That was a publicity stunt. We will never do publicity stunts here on After Hours. We don't have time. It's just me and Jay, and we don't have time to come up with publicity stunts. We were actually going to do an After Hours Hall of Fame induction tonight, and we decided through ESP that there's so much going on, even in advance of the World Series and Week 8 and blah, 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 Dame's debut and the start of the NBA season. So we can wait another week. But we do have some incredible candidates. We do. Jonathan Allen, he's already got my vote. Jay, who are you voting for?
I cannot reveal yet.
Oh, it's a secret. All right, let's start with Dame, and then we'll get to the Bills and the Bucks and the kickoff to Week 8. Again, find me on Twitter. Our Facebook page, named after the show, same as our YouTube channel. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. What is the After Hours Game of the Week?
Let's face the facts. Everyone wants to feel valued.
especially your employees. In fact, a 2023 study found 78% of business owners say benefits and retirement plans improve employee retention. Employees want to feel secure in their jobs and their finances. At Principal, we help you invest in your people. Because investing in your people is investing in your business. Learn more at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Basketball season is finally back, and BetQL is ready to help you win more consistently this year. BetQL is an absolute game changer if you're looking to find trends to help you win. Make smarter bets on spreads, totals, player props, and more. BetQL has already helped over 300,000 people with powerful analytics and community insights. Don't airball your opportunity this basketball season. Visit BetQL.com for their free daily analysis today. That's BetQL.com.
The all-electric Hyundai Ioniq 6 is sleek, full of advanced tech, and has a range of up to 360 miles. Any drawbacks? Yeah, every Ioniq 6 comes with a complimentary EV charger and up to $600 installation credit, so you're going to have to figure out something else to spend that money on. The all-electric Hyundai Ioniq 6. Hyundai. It's your journey.
EPA estimated 361 mile range for Ioniq 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Actual range varies based on trim and other factors. Actual charge time varies based on charging unit output, temperature, and other factors. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Dane's at the top of the arc. Moves to his right, puts up a top three, and he drills it with the foul! In the second quarter here from Fiserv Forum, he's got a chance at a four-point play on his first three-pointer as a Milwaukee Buck. 48-36, 5:20 to go now in the second quarter. Season opener for both teams. Lillard running downhill, puts up a tough shot, and B trying to get in the way, but to no avail. Dame Lillard is cooking now. He's got 14 points after that make here in this opening half with still 5:14 to play in the second quarter.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
On Milwaukee Bucks Radio, it was the season opener for both Milwaukee and Philadelphia, but it featured some new arrivals and Damian Lillard sealing the show right off the top. Pretty cool to see him cook and see him just look so comfortable. It may have been a different uniform, certainly a different place that he'll have to get used to. And he's not been in Milwaukee that long. But the shot is the same. The approach is the same. The toughness is the same. The desire to have the ball in his hands to take the big shot with the game on the line, that's all the same. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. You can tell that he and Giannis and the other Bucks, they have to get used to playing with each other. Rotations and spacing and nonverbal communication and hand signals and just knowing where the other person likes to receive the ball, how to deliver it, how they run the fast break. I mean, there's all nuances. And while you can know the plays, and maybe even that's a thing too, having to get used to the different plays and all the different wrinkles for each particular set. But even if you know all the plays, even if you know the scouting report, the challenge is getting to know how your teammates treat each of these plays, where they like to cheat or how they like to bleed or pop or roll or blah, blah, blah. Just a bazillion different things. Pivot and cut and how they come back to the ball, how they deliver the ball. I mean, there's so many different ways that these new combos and new duos around the NBA are having to adjust because it's not what they're used to. And yet when you have professionals and you have players that are the best in the world, they'll figure it out. It's After Hours on Facebook as well as on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. And we'd love to you to find us there and We'll have our We'll have our after hours game of the week poll up. I'm so glad it's not Monday. I'm so glad it feels a bit like a Monday, but I'm so glad it's not a Monday. So Damian Lillard was closing in on 30 points, and then he blew that out of the water. Why? Well, because his new team needed him down the stretch.
Lillard, step back three, on the way, got it! Damian Lillard, welcome to the Cream City. Dame time has arrived with 107 to go.
Oh, yeah, huge moment with just over a minute remaining. And that was in a string of 11 points. The last 11 points of the game for Dame. No joke. He just took over. It's like the crazy uncle who has no place to go and just you invite him in for a night so that, I don't know, you can do your duty as a family member and feel like you're helping someone out. And he just makes himself at home. Moves right in, takes over the couch.
I'm a monument.
Grabs the remote while he's at it. Did you just liken Dion to a crazy uncle? That was Dame. Not that they can get rid of him, but it's the new room. That's actually a better metaphor. The new roommate. He just moved in. He put his feet up on the couch or the coffee table. He grabbed the remote and acted like he's been there for years. He started opening up snacks in the cupboards. He grabbed the last beverage in the fridge. Hey, I'm here now. Might as well enjoy myself. 107 to go. He hits that big three against the Sixers, but it was part of the final 11 points for Milwaukee in Dame's damn near perfect debut.
Now 4 seconds left. Embiid fires up the three. Missed it. Rebounded by Melton. Fires up a desperation three off the window. It goes, but thanks to two clutch free throws from the newest hero in Milwaukee, Damian Lillard, and the Bucks are winners tonight, 118 to 117, and Dame time has officially arrived here in the Cream City as the Bucks ride 39 points from Damian Lillard,
who
busts the door down.
I came in knowing what was expected of me, you know, when these type of situations came, and I've been in enough of those situations where I know it's probably not going to always be me making a shot or taking a shot, but you know, they're encouraging me to be the person to take control and make decisions and, you know, decide what's going to happen in those moments. And that's what I'm here to do.
Man, it's fun to watch him. And now where he's truly in a place that is built to contend for a title. I mean, Portland, they gave it a few real good runs, but never could quite get over the hump. And part of that, it wasn't just the Blazers. It was also that they were playing in the Warriors' heyday, which may not yet be over. But they ran into the Warriors multiple times, ran into the Rockets. There are other teams there in the West that were just better than they were, but they could never quite bust through. Now he's in a place where not only is he going to be in a ton of primetime nationally televised games, yes, he's Dame, but he's running alongside one of the best players in the league. One of the most unique players in the league. An MVP. A champion. So there's the attention that's focused on Giannis anyway. Now you throw Dame in the mix. And there's no more talking about how, oh, we don't see his games because they tip off at 10 o'clock, 10:30 on the East Coast. Oh, nah. He's going to be front and center along with Giannis a lot. So 39 points for him as he starts year number 12. Had to feel a little bit strange in a completely different uniform. It's green. He looks a little odd in green.
It kind of feels like a road game, you know, right now. It's like I'm looking around like I'm the new guy, you know, even though I've been in this league a long time. But I, like I said, I came here to be a part of winning, and, you know, I think I've started to settle in, you know, just by how I've been embraced and, you know, what the team is saying to me behind closed doors.
He actually didn't shoot that well. He was only 9 of 20 from the floor and only hit 4 of his 12 3-point attempts, but he was perfection from the line. 17 for 17. That'll teach you to foul Damian Lillard. So exciting. And cool for Giannis, too. The fact that he doesn't have to be the only guy now. I mean, you've got someone out there on the court who can create his own shots and is one of the best shooters in the entire league.
That's trust, you know. He's got to build that trust, you know. He has to know that whenever he has the hot hand down the stretch, we're going to find him and we're going to give him the ball for him to operate, to make plays for himself, and to make plays for the team. And that's what he did tonight. That's what was why we were able to get the win.
He was fired up, too. So here's the question. Who's the top option now? Is it Dame or is it Giannis? Because Giannis is, I mean, I mentioned he's unique, but he's a load. And there's so much he can do with the basketball as well. Not to mention he can take higher percentage shots because of where he can get on the basketball court. That's an interesting question. Who would be your number one choice if you have to have a bucket down the stretch?
I would think it depends on the situation. Like if you're talking about a jump shot, it's obviously Lillard. So if you want the ball in his hands to create, I would probably want it in Damian's hand. And if he's not going to be able to get his shot off, he could find someone else. That's what they needed because Giannis is as unique as he is. He's a guy that's not necessarily, he doesn't concern you on the perimeter if you're playing the defensive side. I know he's gotten better, but you would still give him that shot every single time. You're not giving that shot to Damian Lillard.
Well, okay, but Giannis is not made to be a three-point shooter. He's also bigger and more athletic and dominant inside. So if you can get him a shot inside or get him the ball inside.
Right, but you got to get him the ball. That's what I mean. I think with Lillard, I would probably put the ball in his hands and see where it would go. Instead of having Giannis at the top of the key trying to create for himself with the defense collapsing, I think I'd rather the other way with Lillard with the ball. If they double team you, obviously you're going to kick it out and you're going to wind up with an open Giannis at some point. Or if they don't and they go one-on-one, take it.
Be a lot of fun. A lot of fun to see how those two come together. And maybe we'll use the old Wonder Twins activate. Is that just me? I loved the Wonder Twins. My brother and I loved the Wonder Twins when we were kids. We wanted to be the Wonder Twins.
I know that line, but I don't remember them at all.
You're going to have to Google it.
The line sounds familiar, yes. I don't remember them at all.
So I was waiting for you to come in here. Jaina.
Wonder Twin powers activate. Shape of octopus. Yeah. Form of an ice unicycle.
Not even a little. No idea what that is.
We loved that. So I was waiting for you to come in here, but now we're running a little behind. So next hour, I have to read this text to you. It's from a number I don't know. It's...
That's always starts quality, yeah.
Yes, and it's strange. And I don't know if it's a scam. These days, you have to be really careful because any little text message or anything can be a scam. Mm-hmm. And if you respond to it, something can happen on your phone or there could be malware or spyware or a bug or they can steal your identity. Right. I don't know who they are, but you know who they are. So I have not responded, but I'm wondering if it's a scam that anybody else has heard of because it's a really weird text message.
I'm interested.
Okay. All right. Next hour.
All right. I'm interested.
Also, it only took 5 days for Penny to figure out how to take off the donut collar. There's so much for that. I got home on Thursday morning. The dog's wagging her tail. Collar's nowhere to be found. I don't even know what she did with it. It was still upstairs.
I think that's 5 days because she wanted it to be 5 days. I'm pretty sure the dog could have figured it out before that.
Oh, and she's starting to run from me now when I bring the collar to her.
Yeah, I think she's had enough.
But the problem is she took the collar off and then right away went back to the hot spot. And so there was a new spot that was bleeding when I got home this morning.
Well, no kidding.
So she has to wear the collar.
I'm in agreement with you. I'm also in agreement with the dog. I don't want to wear this thing and I'm going to do whatever the hell I want.
I know. I feel badly. Just the problem is she won't leave it alone. Wow. And so I had to doctor her up again. Ugh. I mean, I know a dog is not quite the same as a child, but it's It's a lot.
Children wouldn't leave it alone either. You can't put a collar on them. You're not allowed.
Oh, you're not allowed to put a collar on them?
No, I'm pretty sure somebody would knock on the door for that.
You ever see those people at the mall who have leashes on their kids?
Yeah, I'm not even going to get into that. I'm sorry.
Okay, no.
I'm sorry.
Let's not rant about that. You don't have to be sorry. Let's not rant about it, though. But that's kind of what I'm talking about. It's like, I can't leave my dog alone for even 5 seconds. I took her to the airport with me today because I couldn't leave her at the house, and I felt bad about putting a collar on her again.
No, I don't feel bad. Put the collar on.
Well, we'll see if it's still on her when I get home in the morning.
That's a different story. You might have to get a different collar. I mean, that's you could keep going through a bunch of different ones.
I tightened it.
Yeah, you can think of do that.
Hopefully,
I mean, obviously,
I didn't
you don't want to make
her,
it.
Well, yeah,
I mean,
her
you want to
airwaves.
Put her in discomfort. I mean, that's different. You don't want to hurt the dog.
Oh, my poor thing. Can you just leave it alone, Penny? Leave it alone.
Well, that's not going to happen.
No, it's not. A-Law Radio, we just got this suggestion for Jay's Halloween costume. Find a banana or a hot dog suit, says TJ. Easy. Would you like to be a banana?
Not really.
No. Hot dog?
A hot
you
dog
do love hot
than
dogs.
A banana, but...
My wife was a banana last year.
Really?
Was she?
Yeah.
How did it go?
It was fine. My daughter was a monkey, so my wife wore a banana. She always tries to coincide
See,
with one of the children.
Adorable.
That's cute. Are you going this year and walking 17 blocks?
Yes, I am. I'm not here that night. I took the night off.
Tuesday night?
Yes.
So your neighborhood actually does it on Halloween. Because I was thinking middle of the week, there might be more trick-or-treaters on the weekend.
I don't know what other kids are doing. I know my kids with my son's friends in the neighborhood will meet again like we did last year, mm-hmm. take them all around the neighborhood for however long. Would it
Just
felt
be
like,
ready this year.
Felt like 4 hours last year.
I was going to say, well, yeah,
no.
ready to sweat
right.
buckets.
And I'm also smart enough to realize this year I'll have to bring the stroller.
Yeah.
Because my son's only 5 months. I'm not carrying him all over the place. Obviously, he can't walk. And my daughter's only three. So even if she doesn't, if she decides she doesn't want to walk, both of them could go in the stroller. My nine-year-old's going to be, you know, I just got to stop him from running around the streets.
He'd be super cool. He's going to be super cool.
He'll be running with his friends. It's just a question of, you know, stop at the end of the block.
All right, coming up, the Bills and the Bucks kicked off week 8. On Thursday Night Football, Amazon Prime, and question marks for both of these teams. What answers did we get?
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Two receivers to the right, two to the left. Murray in the backfield to the right of Allen in the shotgun. Here's the snap. Back to pass, and he's going to tuck it and run right up the gut, down to the 5, looking for the end zone. Touchdown, Buffalo! Release the beast! Josh Allen with a 13-yard touchdown run!
Off the field, on the money, and after hours, it's time to talk football with Amy Lawrence.
Woo! We are wrapping up a tumultuous Thursday, at least for me. I hope yours was not. I hope yours was calm and peaceful. Maybe it was a throwback. Maybe it was a terrific Thursday. Whatever you needed out of your Thursday, I hope it was. But mine was tumultuous, complete with the duct dude who discovered a fire hazard in my walls. Oh, no. I'll have to tell you that story next hour, along with this very strange text message that I got. And I'm wondering if it's possibly a scam. Jay, if you ever get a text like this, then I'll know something's going on.
I'm nervous now.
Yes, bottom of the hour. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Do we have the poll for After Hours Game of the Week? Okay, top of the hour, Jay will have that poll ready for you. It will not include the Buccaneers hosting, the Buccaneers at the Bills. Bills hosting in Orchard Park because that game was Thursday night. And Josh Allen and the Bills did not get into the end zone in the first quarter, but they did find the end zone early in the second quarter. You hear Chris Brown on Bills radio as Josh himself hightailed it into the end zone. I like how he scampered. He was picking his way through traffic, found another gear, accelerated right into the end zone. And there was definitely a celebration, but I also felt like there was some relief there that they had been able to finish a drive and get into the end zone the way that they did, because it's not been easy for the Bills. That part we know. Their offense is scuffled, and part of the challenge has been slow starts. And so they initially had a field goal on a 10-play drive. I mean, 4.5 minutes, 10 plays, and they get a field goal. That's their first possession. But then they regress on their second possession. They're first and goal from the 8-yard line, and they cannot get in. And so it must have felt like those old demons kind of showing up again. They had 2 shots at it from the 1-yard line and could not get the ball in the end zone. Latavius Murray tried to go through the middle of the line, got nowhere, got stuffed by the Bucks. And then Josh tried to find Dalton Kincaid, and the ball was just a little, actually really great play made by the Bucks again to knock the ball away, but it was a little behind Dalton. And so they come up empty on their second drive, even though they're on the 1-yard line. Finally, though, able to get into the end zone early second quarter, in large part because the defense had pinned the Bucks, and even with the punt, there was a short field. And so, and when I say short field, I mean extremely short field. That drive started on the Tampa 23-yard line. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. So you can thank the Bills defense for handing them a possession that they couldn't screw up as an offense. The very next possession, though, it's back to scuffling and maybe a momentum shift, but certainly a spark for the Bucks.
Bills with 7:40 to go. Cook, the running back, dropping back to the ball, batted into the air. It's batted away, picked up, intercepted by the box. Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Will Golston, we think, has come up with the ball. No, I beg your pardon.
Yeah, it's Will Golston.
It is Golston. First down goal from the 3-yard line, moving right. Shift the tight end in motion. Hand the ball off. A play action fake of the pass into the end zone. It is caught. Ball, touchdown, Tampa Bay. Chris Godwin has his first touchdown catch of the season, and it comes after a pickoff by Will Golston.
So the Buccaneers are able to use their defense. They pick off Josh Allen on a tipped ball, and then Baker Mayfield has a short field. Oh, that's funny. Mayfield with the short field. Not on the short bus, but the short field. So Baker, it was interesting to hear the Al Michaels broadcast with, what is his name? Kirk Herbstreit. Thank you. On Amazon Prime. It was interesting to hear them talk about the personality of the Buccaneers now changing a little bit with Baker Mayfield as the quarterback instead of Tom Brady, and how he's a little bolder, a little brasher, and he's, what did Todd Bowles call him, a warrior? He's a warrior. He's tenacious. And honestly, he's had to be. I mean, Tom Brady was, he was a much more cerebral approach, extremely gifted, just the way that he saw the game. We know he's the greatest quarterback ever to play. Well, that's not Baker Mayfield. In a variety of ways, he and Tom Brady are not the same. And so for Baker, it's more about the fight. He's got fight. And they were talking about how the Buccaneers have adopted that fight from Baker Mayfield, which I think we should see more of this season. If, in fact, they want to get out of this rut that they're in, they're going to need all of that fight. So after the Godwin touchdown, well, then the Bills had to get back to business, because right away they were in another situation where they're playing with fire. And so we'll take our break here at the top of the hour, but we definitely want to, I think, look at the Bills as a whole, like big picture for the season, right? Because they get the win, and we'll kind of talk about how it played out. They get the win, and there were some positives, but it's not as though they're playing still complete games. There are major holes and major stretches where they don't have any offense and can't generate any offense. So it's still a work in progress. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by FX's A Murder at the End of the World, starring Emma Corrin, Clive Owen, and Britt Marling. Emma plays Darby Hart, a sleuth and tech-savvy hacker. She joins an exclusive group invited to a retreat. When one of the guests is found dead, Darby must prove it was murder before the killer takes another life. FX's A Murder at the End of the World, now streaming only on Hulu.